This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
With real people. Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. It helps when they lower the sound. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Great show. You got to hang around tonight. Look, I know that some stations carry the show for an hour, some only two. It's a three-hour show every single day. Yeah, I know. I love this stuff, right? So, and there's so much to get through. There's so many stories and so many things going on. Wayne Allen Root is going to join me later on, at the bottom of the hour. And, you know, Wayne and I, when we get together, it's, you know, remember what were the two chipmunks? What were they called? Some of you are too old for that anyhow. It doesn't matter. But, you know, we talk at a million miles. I talk at a million miles an hour to begin with. He's faster than I am. He was a close personal friend of Donald Trump. Still is. It's just harder to get to him, obviously, these days. And he went to school, was in the same classes as Barack Oblamo. The problem was, he never saw him anywhere. You know, we've talked about this at length on the show before. He said if the guy was there, he never showed up for class. If the guy was there, he didn't see any need. Apparently, everything was being handed to him because there was no need for him to show up anywhere. Wouldn't you have loved to have a professor like that? Wouldn't it be great to know that you didn't have to go to class? Oh, God. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're live up on Facebook. We're live up on, where else are we live up on? Everywhere. Just head over to the website. You'll find it all there. It isn't that hard. You know? Let me see, where are we at here? I got some. This is so many crazy things going on. And I get irritated because some of this stuff, it should be common sense. I've got a fellow coming on next week about vaccines. Now, I know I'm going to take a lot of heat for this. You know, because I'm a right-wing Bible-thumping white guy. Right? So I don't believe in science because I believe in God. You know, I hate kids. I hate water. I hate clean air. Those people on the hard left, they are so confused on guys like me. It's pathetic. You know, they say I cling to my Bible. That I live by what the Bible. Well, you know what? If I can't hate kids. I can't hate the planet. I can't hate water. I can't hate air if I cling to my Bible. Because the earth is a creation of God. For me, it is. Why would I disrespect something that's his creation? The difference is this. I don't use loony science. I use real science when it comes to making decisions. Okay, I don't want to stuff hundreds of million dollars in Al Gore's pocket because he wants to pull on your heartstrings and make the lesser informed feel like they're more superior than the rest of us because we believe in God. Hey, Al, why is it, you know, I should go back and replay the show I did a few years back. You guys that are science freaks, you're all about who tells the truth and who doesn't tell the truth. Al Gore and his type have been screaming that New York would be uninhabitable in 5 years. That was back in the 70s. We are 40-plus years away from when they made these, and they keep changing them. So apparently, I don't know, their science gets to change on a regular basis. Mine can't. You're dishonest at best. those of you who lash out to guys like me and say, you know, we don't believe in science, we don't believe in this, you're dishonest at best. I'd like to believe you're uninformed, but after all these years of doing the show, no, I'm starting to believe now you're dishonest. You're not uninformed. You're very informed. And I'm talking to the guy that that did a documentary called Vaxxed. I mean, you look at that, and you take that information in, and if you still tell me that vaccines are 100% safe, I would say your IQ numbers have dropped to single digits. They are questionable. Anyhow, like I said, Wade Allen Root will join me at the bottom of the hour. There's so much going on. Hey, you know, isn't it the left that is supposed to care about schools? Isn't it the left that hate the rich? Isn't it the left that keeps telling me, you know, there's certain things we can't do because there's too much money involved in it? But we have a struggling college that asked Valerie Jarrett to speak there. And she wouldn't back down off her speaking fee of $30,000. And if you really care about it, if she really wants to inspire these young kids, why? Why couldn't she drop the speaking fee for this one particular engagement? But a donor stepped forward to save Northeastern Illinois University from having to foot the bill for former Obama advisor Valerie Jarrett to speak. She should ask the Clintons. They got money. They care about kids, don't they? I know their money's drying up pretty fast. Now, she was asked to speak at the school commencement. Now, the school's dire financial situation had made the choice into an outrage. Despite budget impasses, cuts to class schedules, and union protests, the school approved Jarrett's $30,000 honorarium. The school board of trustees made a decision a day after the school's interim president declared a state of emergency. So here it is. We got no money for it. It's like these parents. They can't pay their bills. They can't make the car payment. They can't make the house payment. And they buy the kids a $100 pair of sneakers, a $400 iPhone, an iPad, and all the other things that kids have to have, right? I mean, think about it. Now, an audio clip that was obtained by the Chicago Sun-Times reveals that many board members were outraged at the decision and sought to use the donation to offer students scholarships instead. Oh, my God, there's an idea. Let's take the money. Instead of giving it to somebody who's going to give a 20-minute speech about how bad the conservatives are, let's use it to have more kids come to the college. Let's use it to help more kids get educated. I love these stories. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll finish this up on the other side of the break, because you've got to hear the rest of this. This is crazy. This is going somewhere to happen. You listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
That's how I feel sometimes. Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And, you know, again, you got to get involved in the conversation. Head up to my website, realside.com. Well, you can watch live, listen live. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, Everything You've Been Taught to Hate for the Last 8 Years, and I show you, you don't have to. You don't have to be afraid of. You don't have to hate. None of that. About time we start having some dialogue. About time we start getting on the same page instead of just pointing fingers at each other. Now, I realize, you know, some of us feel like we're in a battle at times. I find the hypocrisy just amazing from some on the left. Reaching out and telling me because I believe in God, I don't believe in science. This is ridiculous. And if you've been listening to the show for any period of time, you know how ridiculous that is. But then you call out things like this, like the story we were talking about in the last hour, or the last last segment, where you've got a struggling school. Kids who need scholarships, the school's going down the tubes, and they asked Valerie Jarrett to speak, And she's insisting on getting $30,000 for her speaking engagement. A donor steps up, and somebody on the board that has two brain cells to rub together says, hey, don't do this. We can use that money for scholarships. We can put more, get more kids educated. Because to a Democrat, education is the utmost, right? I mean, it is above God and country and everything else, except when it comes to putting money in your own pocket, right? Now, the Chicago Sun-Times got an audio clip when the board members were discussing this. And one board member was extremely, extremely outraged because he wanted the money used for scholarships. And I'm noticing in the story now that scholarship is spelled wrong. So maybe they need to, anyway. If I notice this something is spelled incorrectly, that's bad. We could certainly try to negotiate that, but the contract has been negotiated and signed, a board member has heard on the recording saying. The same board member later argued that not allowing Jarrett or other high-profile speakers to come to address the university would send a message to the first-generation minority students that their commencement is somewhat lesser, while saying that would be the classiest and elitist argument. Listen, how about this? Let me spin this on you, okay? Because, you know, you educated types are so smart. Just think about the message it would send. If Valerie Jarrett got there and said, you know what? I don't need the 30K. Yeah, you know what? I should be paid for my work. And this is what I charge. But you guys are so important to me. This is such an important thing that you understand what your place in society is. What the, and I'm speaking like I'd be speaking if I was her, what the Obama administration stood for, the things that we have to offer, and how you as mostly minority students can make a difference. I want you to think about this. And I'm going to take the $30,000, I'm going to take out the $3,250 for my plane fare and everything, and I'm going to give the rest for scholarships. Right? Think about it. What kind of effect would that have, do you think? Maybe too positive of one? Maybe it'd make too much sense? See, again, I liken these things to stories where you have a Republican that does exactly the same thing, and they get chastised for it. It ain't right. And I have a lot of fun with this stuff. I think this is so ridiculous. There's so much ridiculousness going on here. It's pathetic. Anyway, I'm done with that story, as you can tell. A prominent editor, as well as she should have been, was mocked for saying Tomahawk missiles are offensive to Native Americans. Although, I'm not so sure she asked anybody, because she might have been laughed out. Mother Jones Magazine's editor-in-chief is accused of Tomahawk missiles that were fired at Syrian Air Base last week of cultural appropriation that must enrage a lot of Native Americans. Yes, it made them so mad that they were able to save the life of many children, many other adults. And whether you agree with the bombing or not is secondary to the story. Let's stay with the story. Clara Jeffrey, a prominent editor at the Liberal magazine, tweeted over the weekend that the name Tomahawk given to missiles is cultural appropriation of Native American culture. Yeah, because see, doesn't that prove and show you that these people are so into words? They're so offended by words, by letters. Oh, my God, they're done. They're not even snowflakes at this point in time. Seriously, find me something more fragile than a snowflake. The missiles are called Tomahawks, must enrage a lot of Native Americans, she tweeted. Her ill-thought-out tweet invited, I mean, really, seriously. You can't let this one go, right? Those are one of the ones where, you know, you're taking the weekend off, you're just kind of relaxing from all this tomfoolery in politics, and you see that come across your phone, and you go, oh, no, 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 I can't let this go. Oh. The War Tomahawk, actually, if she would do her history, or check out her history, the War Tomahawk was actually a British invention. Only those looking for a reason to be irritated or offended. It's a tribute, not mockery, said the National Review senior editor, Jonah Goldberg. Oh, my God, I thought this was a joke. Then I saw your Twitter page and realized you are actually serious about this. Please seek help, said another user. Another user noted, this take brought to you by the people who handed Trump the presidency. Other people have pointed that the Native American community has far bigger concerns than how the military names their missiles. I think generally they have actual things to be enraged about, wrote one user. Now, the user's name, by the way, is called Wholesome Bear. Although it's not B-E-A-R, it's B-A-R-E, so I don't know. They mostly have a far bigger thing to worry about, like heavy metals, contamination of potable water in the Navajo Nation. Yeah, it's funny how these social justice warriors, they deal with all this surface stuff. I mean, seriously, they deal with all this surface stuff. And I don't understand what the big deal is. I don't understand why this is the first thing on a liberal's list to have to attack. There are so many other things going on that people need to sit down and talk about and work through. I guess maybe this is easy for them to wrap their mind around. I don't know. I've never been a liberal at this level, so I don't know. You know what I'm saying? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I'm conflicted about this United Airlines thing. You know, the law says you do what you're told to do. I realize he was a doctor. But you realize that also if he had just got up and dealt with it out on whatever they call it, dealt with it at the counter, it might have turned out totally different. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Wayne Allen Root up next. You definitely don't want to miss him. Me, you can miss him, not so much. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
You're part of a dying breed, Habsburg, like people who can name all 50 states. The truth hurts, doesn't it, Habsburg? Oh, sure. Maybe not as much as jumping on a bicycle with a seat missing, but it hurts.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I so much appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being a part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. And remember, what do we got going on the show? Stan. That's right. All right. I got these new shirts in. Us old folks say it's pound sign stand. But you young people say it's hashtag stand. And I want you to stand for America. I want you to stand with Trump, but first, I want you to stand with America. I want you to make sure that we become strong, that the United States becomes the power it should be, or regains the power and the prestige around the world that it should have. Anyway, let me bring on my next guest. Wayne Allen Root is with me. He's an American businessman, political figure, television and radio personality, author, television producer, and he's been branded by the media across the globe as the capitalist evangelist. His recent book, Angry White Male, How the Donald Trump Phenomenon, A Changing America, and What We Can Do to Save the Middle Class. And Wayne, always, I have a lot of fun when you're on the show. Thanks for being with me.
Hey, it's great to be on with you, Mr. Messina. Love it.
Is my dad in the room? Anyway. Hey,
listen. All right, Joe. I got it. I'm trying to be respectful. Oh, trying to give credibility.
My God.
I see you don't care about things like
you'd be the only guy that respected me. All right, listen. Hey, first of all, congratulations. Today you hit the USA Radio Networks, and you're going to go out on a boatload of stations, but I think it's just wonderful. More people need to hear guys like you out there. So congrats
on
that.
I'll tell you what. I think my success is due to one thing and one thing only. I'm very Trump-like. I'm from New York, and I've got a big mouth, and I just say whatever's on my mind, and I let the chips fall where they may, and I think people like that. So
that's the
result of success.
I think you're exactly right. I think that people are tired of the politico speak. I used to call it, politico speak, where, you dance around the issue, you don't really touch the issue, you kind of get people excited that you might deal with the issue, and Trump goes in and says, yeah, we're going to do this. End of discussion. Right?
Right. End of discussion. Well, not only that, he said, it's not just the end of discussion, we're going to do this. It's that he brings up the topic in the first place on everyone's mind. And that's what nobody seems to understand, that no politician would ever touch these topics. They were afraid of them. They were scared of them. They were petrified of them. And they were just so worried of offending somebody, Republican politicians in particular, worried about offending somebody that, they just wouldn't even bring it up. Well, Donald Trump brings it up, and it's always exactly what's on my mind. What I find funny is that I think so differently, obviously, than your typical liberal media, and I think so differently than the establishment rhino GOP. So So, you know, it's no surprise to me when the liberal media says that, you know, Trump's first 100 days are just about up and he's accomplished nothing major. And I sit back going, maybe nothing major on your list that a normal politician would accomplish, but on my list that I made up at Christmas time, I made up a Trump Christmas wish list. Everything I've ever wanted, Trump has either brought up and made it an issue, or he's passed it through executive order. He signed a few of them with Congress's help. He's tackling the rest of them. Obviously, he wants to repeal Obamacare, and he wants to cut taxes, both corporate and individual. Those haven't happened yet, but he's certainly got them on his table right at the top. So, I mean, everything I've ever wanted on my list, Donald Trump is already doing, and he's only been in office 100 days. I think he's had a fantastic first 100 days.
Well, Wayne, don't you think, first of all, you brought it up, and it's so true, the Republican rhinos that are there with him, they do not, a bunch of them do not have his back. That's number one, and I think that's part of a bit of a rough start here for him. And again, learning how to maneuver these guys. He's got five, it's not like one country he's dealing with or one group of board members. He's dealing with over 400 of these guys on a regular basis and trying to get them in line and moving this forward. They're not used to moving this fast, and he's making them very nervous, isn't he?
Oh, he's got them scared to death. I mean, listen, it's the thing that's amazing to me is that they're so scared of the media. Donald Trump just proved that you can do everything that makes the media want to vomit and be elected. So why are they so scared? What are they so worried about? Don't they get it? Trump just disproved everything they were worried about. It doesn't make sense to me that you'd still be worried. You know, crazy. Oh. There's nothing to be worried about, and you don't have to get worried about people who aren't voting for you anyway. That's the other thing.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Democrats, extreme liberals, are not voting for Donald Trump and not voting for Republican congressmen and senators. So why do you worry about them when the Congressional Budget Office says 24 million people will lose their health insurance? First of all, let me go on record. I don't want anyone to lose their health insurance, okay? I don't want anyone.
Right.
I don't think it's a good thing that anyone ever loses anything that's valuable to them or that could affect their health or their precious children.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I don't want anyone to lose it. But the reality is that's not what the CBO said anyway. They said a lot of them would choose to drop out
and
go into the private sector. But let's assume the CBO was right and 24 million people did lose their health insurance. All 24 million who are on Obamacare, 99% of them are Democrat-leaning or complete forever Democrats.
Right.
But the rest of the middle class, which is 100 million plus, who's been savaged by Obamacare, that nobody in the media will talk about, isn't that equally important? 24 million people could lose their insurance, but 120 million or so are middle class who have been destroyed by Obamacare, and anything's better than Obamacare for them, and they all voted for Trump by a huge margin. You want to help them over anybody else. Why nobody thinks about this, I have no idea.
Well, you know what bothers me about all this stuff? I got to tell you, the Republicans, I mean, how did they vote? 61 times to repeal Obamacare, and Plan B was nowhere to be found. They didn't have anything they could pull out of their back pocket and say, okay, so here's the replacement. So I think to a degree, when President Trump said he would tackle this, and he kind of thought or hoped or believed that these guys had it worked out, and they didn't. In my mind, let me hear what you have to say, they left him hanging, did they not?
Yeah, but here's the thing conservatives don't understand. Of course, if I was in Congress, I would be a member of the Freedom Caucus. They're my kind of guys.
Yeah, me too.
But I thought they blew this one badly. I mean, I really did, because in the end, you've got to pass something, even if you need four more laws after that to get this where it needs to go. In other words, you got to put in the fact that you can buy across state lines that wasn't in that first iteration. You got to put in that illegal aliens can't get Obamacare of any kind. You got to put that in, some future iteration, but it wasn't in this one because you're trying to get it passed based on reconciliation, 51 votes. There's a certain exact form you've got to put it in,
right.
And those things couldn't be in it or would have ruined reconciliation. I just thought the Freedom Caucus made a big mistake because Republicans have got to pass some form of a repeal of Obamacare to have any credibility moving forward, A. B, you got to show that you do what you're willing to do when you campaign. And C, you can't pass tax reform first because the amount of money saved by repealing Obamacare is the amount of money you need for tax reform or you can't cut taxes. So for a lot of reasons, I thought the Freedom Caucus really blew it this time. They needed to negotiate the best deal they could,
mm-hmm.
the most conservative deal they could, and then say yes and pass this damn thing.
Well,
I still think it's going to happen.
Well, I don't disagree with you.
Quickly.
No, but I don't disagree with you. But don't you think, and I didn't disagree with anything you said in there. However, the only thing is, it seemed like they were so hell-bent on passing this on the day that, you know, Obama signed Obamacare. And, I mean, why did they have to pass it that way? Could they take a couple more weeks?
I agree. I'm not worried about rushing it. You have to make it the best you can make it.
Right.
And if it takes 2 extra weeks, great. 2 extra months, great. But you pass the best bill you can. But my only point is the Freedom Caucus, I think, stood in the way of passing a pretty good bill that at least killed all the taxes of Obamacare and made them retroactive to the first of the year. That was really good. Then you could solve the issues in it, you know, over the next four laws that you pass over the next year. Sure. But I thought they should have gotten this thing done, and maybe it'll be better because they didn't get it done. So in the next 2 weeks, we'll find out. But I think they're floating an idea right now, Capitol Hill, that the Freedom Caucus is now buying into, that the moderate establishment Republicans are refusing to go along with. So I'm not sure how you ever make everybody happy. I'm just not sure.
Yeah, you can't. You and I both already know that. Hey, when we come back, I want to talk to you about his challenges with the tax reform bill coming up. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Don't go far, because Wayne Allen Root isn't leaving yet. You don't want to miss the rest of this. We'll be right back.
We will keep this promise.
My name is Tommy Flanagan, and I'm a member of Pathological Liars Anonymous.
If you like your doctor...
In fact, I'm the president of that organization.
You will be able to keep your doctor, period.
Yeah, that's who I am.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan, period.
Health care man, please listen. If you institute this system, health care man, my doctor will move to Mars at last.
No matter what you've heard, if you like your doctor or health care plan, you can keep it, period. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. If you like your private health insurance plan, you can keep your plan.
So if you're out there listening and you want to stop your habit of lying, just give us a call.
What we said was you could keep it if it hasn't changed since the laws passed.
Because we have meetings now every week at my house in Jamaica.
Self-reliance is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over 3 decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We are back. You listen to Real Side and GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really, honestly, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Wayne Allen Root joins me. He's an American businessman, political figure, television and radio personality. He's also been branded as the capitalist evangelist. His recent book, Angry White Male, How the Donald Trump Phenomenon is Changing America and What We Can All Do to Save the Middle Class. Again, Wayne, always a lot of fun when you're on the show with me.
And you said smart people always choose to listen to your show, and there's lots of others out there. I just want to make sure they also choose to listen to my show, which is now going national on USA Radio Network.
That's right. And you're on what time?
I'm on 6 to 9 East Coast time every day, 6 to 9 East Coast time, 3 to 6 West. And, of course, you can listen to my show no matter where you are in the country, even if we're not at a city or market near you yet. You can listen every day live at usaradio.com.
On that interweb thing. That works out really cool.
Yeah, interweb. Exactly.
Yes. And see, they can listen to you, and then they can listen to me right after. I'm on right after you live, so they can get 6 hours of common sense and be able to take on the world the next day. I just think that's a great
idea.
Now, let's fix the government. You've got Trump, again, coming at tax reform. He wants to make some major changes. I think that's a great thing, but these guys, the guys that have been entrenched there for 20 years, are having heartburn with this. Even guys on our side of the aisle are not so happy with how he wants to cut government. What do you say?
Well, our side of the aisle is a bunch of cowards. The other side's a bunch of commies, and our side's a bunch of cowards. That defines Washington, D.C. It's commies and cowards. And so, you know, our guys are scared of their own shadow. And here's the important thing, and this gets me mad. I wish I could speak to Donald Trump, but the days of picking up the phone and calling Donald Trump are not there anymore. He's got 82 layers between him and everybody else, including me. But he gets my emails. They're handed to him. Whether he reads them or not, I have no idea. But a lot of the words that come out of his mouth sounds like he's read my emails, and he's parroting what I had to say a little bit. So that's good. Sometimes I think he reads them and he absorbs them. But here's what I would say if I could speak to Donald tomorrow. I would say stop believing the liberal lies. implies that when you pass tax reform, it's got to be, here's the two cursed words, revenue neutral. That's the whole problem. The government spends too much, yet you're telling me taxes have to be revenue neutral. You're not allowed to actually cut them unless you can find, unless the taxes are exactly the same. Well, then you didn't do anybody any favor. I must be missing something. If you cut my taxes from, you know, where they are now, which is like 43.8% at the high end, down to, say, 28%, but somehow you want it to be revenue neutral, that means you have to tax me in another way so that in the end I don't save a thing. Well, how are you going to save the economy if you're telling everybody you're not supposed to save a thing? I thought the whole point is to give people more of their own money back that they can use to save the economy, to start a business, to hire jobs, and to buy stuff so that consumer spending goes up. If you don't give me more of my own money, you'll never achieve that. So therefore, it can't be revenue neutral. You need to give us more of our own money back and take less, and government needs to spend less. Donald, stop believing the liberal lies. It was Mitt Romney who said everything needed to be revenue neutral, and the result of that is he didn't win the election. You never said anything about that when you ran, Donald. All you ever said was, I'm going to cut taxes so much. It's going to be so huge. I'm going to help the middle class so much. I'm going to help small business so much. You never said, oh, by the way, there's an asterisk, revenue neutral. So stop listening to liberals. They don't need revenue neutral. Tax cuts will create so much revenues that more money will come in.
I think he listened way too much to the people in his inner circle. That's just my personal opinion. He had the gut feeling. He didn't become successful because he relied on everybody else. See, he made some deals he's even written about that he relied on a gut feeling, and it worked out for him. People don't realize that. And number two is guys like you, what they don't also realize that are in business for themselves, when they have more money to play with, if you would, when they have more money to reinvest in their own business, they do it. They hire more people, they buy buildings, they buy equipment, and think about the bigger picture there. Somebody's making that equipment you're buying at a plant. You're helping people to stay, you know, stay working. You're helping people in and around the communities you're buying your buildings in, right? I mean, a bigger picture.
Yeah, liberals don't understand anything about business, Joe. Nothing at all. You know, just, you know, as soon as I knew that I was getting nationally syndicated by USA Radio Network, and I'll have an announcement this week that my show is going to be broadcast on national TV as well.
Wow.
As soon as I heard that, I decided to go out and spend $10,000 and redo my home office and do the show from home. I'm no longer going into a studio. And so I went out and bought
smart
all new
man.
Furniture,
yep.
And I went out and repainted the walls, and I went out and put new plasma screen TV sets on my walls, and a new credenza, and a new desk, and everything's new, new chairs, everything's new in my office. My point is, I went out and spent $10,000. That's good for the economy.
Yep.
How would I have done that if they took an extra $10,000 in taxes from me? And the answer is, I wouldn't have, and liberals don't get it.
Yep.
There was a lead story the other day in the Wall Street Journal. The lead story was just that every state and every city and every county in America is pitted against each other. Who can offer the best tax breaks to get a business to move there? And businesses are moving like crazy. If you give me no taxes for 20 years, I'll move anywhere. That's what every businessman is saying. So someone needs to explain to me on the federal level why that doesn't hold true. If the only thing it requires for a businessman to get up and move, which is the hardest thing in the world, and leave, you know, your customer base, move to a different state, and all you have to do is offer them no property taxes or no sales taxes or no income taxes for 20 years, big rebate, or maybe up front, here's $2 million up front to move, you know, in tax rebates. If that's all it takes, then guess what? The federal government will be dramatically cutting taxes. Tax increases don't work. I need to ask government, does anybody ever move because taxes are higher? Oh, I want to move to a state with higher taxes. I want you to take more of my own money.
Well, you know, I love this.
Nobody does that.
No, but look at the state of New York, run by Democrats, overrun by Democrats, I'll say, right?
And everybody's leaving.
And yeah, but look what they tried a while back was the 10 years of no, if you brought your business there, they had 10 years of no taxes, certain kinds of
yes.
taxes, obviously. They felt like it was working, and they felt like it was, but not one scream from a Democrat on that, right? When President Trump talks about it, it's like the world is imploding. So it's a double set of standards.
You know, I saw that. Let me give you a little different take. This is how I saw it. I watch sports a lot, right? I love sports. I love the NFL.
You are the man.
And for some reason, on ESPN and on the NFL Network, they were constantly running those ads for New York State, how we'll give you no taxes for 10 years if you move here. And I think the reason it was on sports networks is because who watches sports networks? Men. And men run all the businesses in America, whether you like it or not, is that what women complain about all day? We have all the power. So men run all the businesses. They ran the ads on the NFL Network. So I was constantly seeing those ads, and all I could think of was, okay, what you're doing is screwing over every single, there's probably a million small business owners in the state of New York, and you're screwing over every single one of them to invite new people to move here with no taxes. You're using the taxes of the people people already there for 20 years to pay for the new people. Where's your tax break for everyone? Not just for someone new who moves there, but for all the poor schmoes who've been, you know, running a business for 20 years and paying half their money to you. You give them nothing. That was the way I looked at it. I would never move there because I think they're screwing over the current people. And someday if you move there, you'll be one of those current people they screw over.
It's so crazy. There's such a chasm, and it's bigger than it was 20 or 30 years ago between Democrats and Republicans. We can't seem to find common – well, let me take that back.
There just is no common ground.
Well, all right. I'm going to disagree with you, and then you're going to agree with me. Watch. Except when it comes to bombing Syria, when we have the hardcore right-wing yo-hos and the people on the left that want to pounce on Trump and say, what you did was unconstitutional, you had no right to do that whatsoever. Where were these people when Obama did it? Where were these people when it's been done 50, 60 times before? Nowhere. Absolutely
nowhere. Well, not only that, Hillary Clinton is the one who recommended bombing Syria only literally hours before Trump decided to bomb Syria. So what Hillary says, I'm sure every one of those same people said, great, we love it. But Trump will never do it. And then Trump did it, and then they jumped on the bandwagon and said, oh, Trump had no right to do it. They wouldn't have said that if Hillary was president or right. Obama was president. So hypocrites.
Yeah, it's just total amazing hypocrite. To me. Listen, I don't know how deep you got into this, and my listeners are sending me emails and what have you and think that we got duped there, that President Trump got wrong information, that it wasn't Bashar that did it. But my attitude is this. At this point, I don't care anymore. Here's what I care about. President Trump made a move. He let our allies know that, okay, we're back in the game and we're going to protect you. He let our enemies know, hey, you can't build a bomb shelter deep enough to hide from us. He let people know that America was back in the game. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I said that on my radio show. I said two things. I said, number one, I like a Ron Paul, okay? I'm skeptical and cynical. I don't know if it was Bashar Assad who actually did this. Maybe it was the rebels posing as Assad's forces mm-hmm. who did this. So I don't know for sure if Trump did the right thing or hit the right people. But there's two answers. Number one, it was really symbolic. It just told the whole world, including the president of China, who was sitting with him in Mar-a-Lago at the moment it happened, hey, buddies, you better be on notice. The USA is back. We got Ronald Reagan in charge. You know, Reagan, too. Named right. Donald Trump, and we will bomb you to hell. He's a little bit crazy. Let the whole world think that. That's good. His finger's on the nuclear button. He's a little bit itchy. Yeah, that's good. Let them all know we're ready to bomb you to hell if you screw with the United States of America. That was number one. And number two, here's an odd way Wainwright looks at things. This reminds me of the O.J. Simpson situation. O.J. murdered his wife as sure as I'm sitting here, but got found innocent. Then he came to my state, Nevada, and we threw him in jail for 30 years for robbing his own memorabilia. And so I always thought it was an unfair deal, but who cares? We got the right guy for the wrong thing. So whether Assad did it or not, we know he's a terrible person. I really don't care. He needed to be spanked. Whether he did it or not, maybe we spanked him for the wrong thing, but he deserved to be spanked. So who cares? He's like O.J. Let him rot for a few years in prison. I don't care.
Yeah, you and I are exactly on the same page with that. So, hey, listen, tell people when they can hear your show, where they can find it, and how they can buy your book. Got to get your books. I told you, you know, I love the stuff that you write. I'm not just saying that because you're on with me. I love your titles. I love the way you know, Relentless. My wife loves that book. Matter of fact, I'm kind of jealous because she keeps your book on the headboard near her. My book she keeps downstairs in the kitchen. What does that say?
I have a good friend I'm very proud of who keeps my book, Relentless, on their bedstand, and on top of the book they always keep their loaded gun at all times. It's always on top. They take photos and send it to me from time to time. They send me a text, but see, my gun always rests next to my bed on your book, and so I'm very proud. The Power of Relentless is not my most recent book, but it's definitely become my signature book, you know? Yep. That's the one everyone remembers me for, endorsed by Donald Trump, The Power of Relentless. But my most recent book, Angry White Male, you can get them all at Amazon.com. You can find out more about me at RootsForAmerica.com, Wayne Root, R-O-O-T for America.com, and of course my radio show, you can listen live 6 to 9 p.m. East Coast time, or 3 to 6 West, every day at USARadio.com.
Okay, we got to go. Here's the deal. If you want to hear the rest of the interview, there's another couple of minutes to this. You're going to love it. You want to head up to the website, therealside.com, after the show, and on the podcast for tonight, the full length will be up there. I guarantee it. I promise you. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Head up to the website. Watch live. Listen live. Take the poll. I do appreciate your time with me. Don't go far.